Okay, let's, Bez Hashem B'Li let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Moir, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, as well as Chaim Tzvi ben Avraham. We're at the Mishnah on Lamed Aleph and Beis. Says the Mishnah, Nisano B'Migdal, if you put the Erev in a closet and then you locked it, V'Avan Mavteach, and you lost the key, Hareza Erev. Even though, technically speaking, you have no way of getting in the thing, it's still a good Erev. We're talking about a case where the closet is in a Rishus HaYachid. That had you had the key, there would be no Isser with removing it. So says Rashi. We'll have to see why. Rabbi Eliezer, Omri, Me'ini Yodesh Mavtech B'Makomo, if you have no idea where the key is, you have to know for sure where the key is. If you know for sure where the key is, if you don't know for sure where the key is, ain't no Erev. Because you have no way of getting it, so it's not a good Erev if you don't know where the key is. The Gemara isn't explaining exactly what these two opinions are, what the logic is. Oh, ask the Gemara, Vamai. Why, according to Tanakame, it works? Hu b'makom echad ve'iru b'makom acher. Who? This is a case of you being in one place. Even though you're both in Rishus HaYachid, since you can't get it there, since you can't get it, so then it's like you're in two different places. Now, Tosis is bothered. Why can't you just break it? Tosis Dirmaschal Va'amai, this long Tosis here. He's bothered since we're holding that it's a wooden, we'll see in a minute, that it's a wooden closet. Why can't you just break it? Like the Mishnah Shabbos says, Shovar Ad Mesachavis Lechal Him Anagrogus, you're allowed to break it. And we're going to learn later on that Ein Binyan Ustira B'Kalim, there's no problem of a Binyan Ustira by Kalim. Tosis answers that we hold that we're talking about a large closet, which is more than 40 sa, so it's like an ohel, not a kli, and therefore would be a problem. It's talking about a very large one. Fine. So the Gemara answers, Rav Ushmuel, the Amri Tarvayu, Hacha b'migdal shel levena maskinon. We're dealing with a closet made out of bricks. The Rabbi Meir he. And this is going like Rabbi Meir de Omar poches lechatchila v'notel. That you are, if you have a brick wall, you are allowed to take off bricks under certain cases. This Nan, we learned in the Mishnah, by Yontif you could do that. It's not by Shabbos. This Mishnah is in Beitza, by Yontif. Tisnan, Bayis Shemilo Peros, Sasum, Vinivchas. Let's say you have a fully enclosed house. It's totally, totally locked shut. But now one of the walls of the house, brick walls, one of them breaks down. Even if it breaks down on Yontif, no tell me Mokum Abchas. You are allowed to remove the fruit from this house, and the fruit is not considered to be mukta, even though you could not take the fruit from yesterday. This is going like Rabbi Shimon's opinion that we wouldn't say mukta, even though when Shabbos entered, you really couldn't get the food. If it breaks down on Shabbos, it's not considered to be mukta. Rabbi Meir Omer poches venota lechatchila. Rabbi Meir says you're even allowed to knock down the bricks. You are allowed to take the bricks away, lechatchila. Why? So let's see. Now, ask the Gemara, what do you mean? The Ha'amar of Nachan bar Adar Amar Shmuel. But didn't Rav Nachan bar the same name as Shmuel? The reason Rav Meir said you're allowed to take away the bricks is Ba'avira Delivne. We're talking about bricks that are just piled up one on top of the other with no cement. in between them. So there's no stira. Says Gemara, Hachanami Bavir Delivin. You're right. So too, the case in our Mishnah where we said it's okay is where there's just air in between the bricks. So it's just like a pile of bricks. And you, without any cement, so you're allowed to just remove the bricks. Ask the Gemara. V'hama Rabbi Zeira. Didn't Rabbi Zeira say that this the Rabbi Meir permitted you to remove the bricks for the fruit? B'yom tov amru, aval lo b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, these bricks are muktzah. But yontif, they permitted you to remove the bricks because it's food. It's for food. So for Simchas yontif, on yontif, they permitted you to remove the bricks to take the food. It's an issur d'rabbanan of muktzah. The rabbi said they relaxed the issur d'rabbanan of removing the bricks for the sake of food. But that's a special halacha for food. The issur of muktzah is only an issur d'rabbanan. So the rabbis permitted the issur d'rabbanan for Simchas yontif, but not on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Hachanami b'yontif. Our Mishnah is only talking about yontif. Yeah, come on. That's very difficult to say. Ihachi, if that's true, Hainu d'ktani Allah, how are you going to explain the following? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, im b'ir avad, if the key got lost in the city, Eruv o Eruv. It's a good Eruv because you could bring it, you could carry it through the courtyards and the roofs and the backyards of the city. But if it's in the fields, you're not going to be allowed to carry it. It's a karmelis. If it's yontif, who cares whether you're in a city or in the field? You're allowed to carry on yontif. So you can't say it's yontif. You can't say it's talking about yontif. Answers the Gemara. There are words missing in the Braisa. Read it like this. Nisano b'migdal v'no'al b'fanav v'avan ha'mavtech. If a person put his Erev in a closet and he locked it and he lost the key, hareze Erev. It's a good Erev. B'medvar murim b'yontif. It's a good Erev on yontif. Aval b'shabbos, where it would not be permitted to remove the bricks because the bricks are muktzah. Ein Eruvo Erev. So then it wouldn't be a good Erev because you can't take the bricks. There's no heter of ochel nefesh on Shabbos. Nimtza hamavteach, if you find the key, bein be'ir, bein basada, ein eruv eruv, because you can't carry the key there. Whether it's be'ir, bein basada, ein eruv eruv. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, be'ir eruv eruv. He holds you're allowed to carry it, as we'll see in a minute. So if it's in the city, he holds you're allowed to carry it in the city because he holds a Reb Shimon, who held that you could carry it through the courtyards and the roofs and the backyards. Rabbi Shimon said that that's all considered to be one reshus on Shabbos, so you're allowed to carry there. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Be'ir Eruv Eruv, but Basada, Ein Eruv Eruv, Be'ir Eruv Eruv, Ki Rabbi Shimon, Da'amar Echad Gagos, Ve'echad Chatzer, So'echad Karpifos, Reshus Achasein, Le'kein Shabbos B'sochan. You may remember that we learned a little bit in Masechet Shabbos. We learned earlier in Erevin. We're going to learn later in Erevin. Rabbi Shimon's Shita is that all these, not regular homes, but backyards and courtyards and roofs are all considered to be one rishus in the city. So you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Echad Gagos, Echad Chatzeres, and Karpifos. Rishus achas heim lekelim sheshav subesochan. They're considered to be one rishus, even though they are owned by different people. Since they're not used so frequently, they're considered to be one rishus. You're allowed to carry from one to the other without an eruv. So you'd be able to carry the keys. But basada, any eruv eruv kirab banan. But if it's found in the sada, so it's an issur d'rabbanan, that's going like Rabbanan who say that you're not allowed to violate issur d'rabbanan ben hashmashas. So even though the field is a karmelis, it's usur to carry from a Carmel Shaziyachid Isidrabanan. Nevertheless, this was not permitted Bein Hashmashas. Okay, so this is all one way of answering this Mishnah. This is Ravu Shmuel. Say we're talking about an aron of stones, and on Yontif it's okay. Shabbos it's not okay, except according to Rav Shimon's Shita. Fine. Answer number two, the Gemara. Rabba v'Rav Yosef Darmer Tavai. They had a different shot in the Mishnah to explain how it's good if it's locked. Hacha b'Migdal Shel Eitz Askina. No, it's wooden. It's a wooden closet, and it's larger than 40 sa. Demar savar klihu. Tanakama holds, even if it's larger than 40 sa, it's considered to be a kli. Vein binyan bekelim, vein stira bekelim, so you could destroy it. There's no problem of binyan stira bekelim. Umar savar oelhu. Since it's so big, it's not normally carried around, so it's not a kli. Rather, it's like a house. It's like a ohel. And it's usher to knock it down. It's like it's an isser of stira. It's not considered a kli. It's as if it's attached to the ground. It's so big. And therefore, if you would destroy it, it would be a violation of the isser d'oraisa of soser. And therefore, it's not a good eruv. Ubeplukta dahani tanai. Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar are arguing about the same achlokas that the following tanaim are arguing about. Disnan, we learned in a Mishnah. If the Zav pounded with his fist on top of a large wagon or a closet or a box, a large one that holds more than 40 sa, without touching them, he didn't touch it, he just smashed his fist down on it, a Zav. Now a Zav, let's say he was wearing a glove, Or he took a piece of wood and smashed down on it. So he moved it, but he didn't touch it. Tamein. So these things become tame because heset hazav, the zav moved it, and therefore they become tame. Rabbi Nechem and Rabbi Shimon Mitarin, they say no. Rabbi Nechem and Rabbi Shimon say it's tar. My lav b'hakam ifli. Is it not that they're arguing about the following? Mar Savar Klihu, Tanakama holds, it's a Kli, and therefore it's Mekabel Tuma. Umar Savar Rabbi Nechem and Rabbi Shimon hold that once it's 40 Sa, it's no longer a Kli, Oelhu, it's like it's attached to the ground, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tuma. So that's the same dispute as in our Mishnah. So Abai says, you can't say that that's the same Achlokas. Amar Abaye, Tizbara. Really? That's the logic of the Machlokas? Vatanya, but we learned in the Braisa. Ohel. Venisate. Let's say you have a large ohel, a shed or something, or a large wagon or something, which is not nailed strongly into the ground. It's like movable. Venisate. And if you would smash it, it moves. Tame, it's Makabal Tuma. But Kli, even a Kli that is nailed into the ground, or it's very heavy, Ve'eno Nisate, and it won't move, Tar. So you see that it doesn't depend on whether it's a Kli or an Oel. Even if it's an Oel, if it's movable, it's Makabal Tuma. In other words, as far as the issue of Hesed, it doesn't make a difference whether it's a Kli or an Oel. And therefore, the Machlokas Tanaim about the Tum of Shida Teva Migdal that a Zav would smash, it's not based on the question of whether it's a Kli or not. And not only that, Uktani Seifa, the end of the Tosefta states, V'im Ahayu Nisotin, if the Shida Teva Migdal would move when a Zav would smash it. They both agreed to Mayim. Even Rabbi Nechem and Rabbi Shimon agreed to Mayim. Zeaklal. Niseit machmas kocho tame. If it could be moved by the Zav, it's tame. Machmas re'oda. However, if it gets moved, even if the Zav would like jump up and down on the ground or something, that would cause it to move. So then it's tahar, because that's indirect. It's not that the zav actually moved it directly. So you see that Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Shimon are not mitar this because it's a kli. Even if it's an ol, they say it's tar. So therefore, that's not what they're arguing about. So the Gemara backs out on this. So Elam Rabbi, no. De kulei alma, both Tanakam and Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Shimon agree. Heset machmas kocho tame. That if it's movable because you smash it, it's tame. It's makabel tame. Machmas ra'ada, if it would just move, that if you would jump up and down on the ground, that would be removed. Tar. That would not make it tame. V'hacha bera'ada machmas kocho askinan. Here we're talking about a case where it didn't actually move in its place, but it shook. In other words, when you smashed it, it moved, it swayed, but it did not actually move from its place. That's what they're arguing about. The Mar Savar have a heset, that's called moving it. Umar Savar, since it didn't move from its place, it just swayed, lo have a heset. That's not considered to be mitameit, mitam tumas heset, the term of moving it. It's got to actually move from its place, not just like sway. Okay, so then what's the machlokas in our Mishnah? You just now finished explaining to me that that's a different story. So what's the machlokas based on in our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Abai and Rava both say, what's the root of the dispute in our Mishnah? Really, we're talking about a large closet that holds more than 40 sa'. And therefore, you're not allowed to destroy it on Shabbos. B'manul v'katir b'misna askinan. We're talking about a case where it's locked, but it's locked with a rope. It's locked with a key that's tied to a rope. And if you don't have a key, you could open it by cutting the rope. But you can't cut it by hand. Ubay sakina lemifske. You need a knife in order to cut the rope. So what's the machlokas? Tanakama savalak Rabbi Yosi d'amar kala kelim nitalim b'shabbos. Tanakama holds that a knife is a saw. Is permissible to carry on Shabbos because it's a kli shemalachto le'iser, which is permissible l'tzorech gufo. Chutz mi meser agadol v'yosej machresha, except for this big saw or this the knife that's on the plow, the blade of the plow, which is muktzeh machmas chisaron kis. But everything else you're allowed to carry. Rabbi Eliezer savar lak Rabbi Nechemiah. D'amar afilu talis, afilu tarvat, even a big ladle, or even a talis, which is a klisha malachta laheter, ain't nitalin al tzorach tashmishan. You're only allowed to carry them for their regular purpose. So to cut this rope, you wouldn't be allowed to carry a knife, and therefore, it's not a good erev. That's the case we're talking about, according to Abaye and Rava. Okay, let's continue. Let's read the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Now the halacha is, you have to place the Erev Tchumen 2,000 amos away from where you are. Now let's say you placed it 2,000 amos and now it rolled, the Erev rolled 4 amos away. So now it's no longer, says the Gemara. Nisgalgal michutz l'tchum. I guess at this point we'll assume,
right, obviously, it depends when it rolled. Did it roll before Ben Hashmashos or after Ben Hashmashos?
So let's see. Nisgalgal chutz l'tchum. So now you can't reach it. You're like trying to reach it, but you can't reach it. Or nafal alav gal, or a pile of rocks fell on it, so you can't get to it. Oh, nisraf, or it got burnt up. Truma v'nitmeis. Let's say it was truma and it became truma tamei, so you can't eat it. Mi ba'od yom, if it happened before Ben Hashmashos. Ain't no Erev. Sorry, Charlie. It's not a good Erev. Misha Chashecha, once it started Bein Hashmashos, Hareze Eruv, then it is a good Eruv. Because Bein Hashmashos, you're ready Kona Shvisa in that place. You don't have to have the Eruv edible the whole Shabbos. As long as it was edible Bein Hashmashos, it's good enough. Im Suffolk, let's say you're not sure whether or not it rolled away before Shabbos or it rolled away after, during Bein Hashmashos. Rab Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Omri, Mareza, Chamar, Gamal. Rab Meir and Rabbi Yehuda say, this is like a case of a donkey pulling in one direction and a camel pulling in the other direction. In other words, it's a suffix. So you don't know whether your place of residence is your town or 2,000 amas there. So you have to be machmir both directions. You're not allowed to walk 2,000 amas in this direction because maybe it was there. And you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amas past the Erev because maybe it wasn't there and the Erev is where you are here. So you're only allowed to walk to 2,000 amas between you and that location. That's Chamar Gamal. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Safek Eruv Kasher. It's a Safek Derabanan. So Safek Derabanan Lukula. So you have a right to assume, the Gemara is going to explain what the reason is, but you have a right to assume that it was okay. So you're allowed to walk 2,000 amas to the Eruv plus another 2,000 past the Eruv. Am Rabbi Yosi Avtolmos Hayed Mishum Chamisha Zakenim Al Suffolk Eruv Shekosher. Avtolmos testified in the name of the five Zakenim that a Suffolk Eruv is in fact kosher. Says the Gemara, Niskalgel Chutz L'Tchum. If it rolled outside the Tchum, it's not a good Eruv. Am Rava Lo Shano Ela Shenizgalgel. It's got to be that it rolled more than 4 amos away from the place you want it to be Kona Shmisva. Aval l'socha 4 amos. But this is the famous halacha of Rava, that if it rolled 2 amos past it, or 3 amos, hanosen eruva yeshla 4 amos. So there's an automatic, even if you place your eruv in the middle of nowhere, you have this automatic 4 ama area that you're enclosed in. So then it's no problem. You're allowed to carry there. Nafala love gal, because hakadaitach the boy must be shakalai. You could just remove the stones, because it's mukta. Says the word lema season to low kirebi. The kirebi hamar called avishum mishum shvus la gazul la ben hashmasha. It's only this drabanan to remove the stones. What's the problem? You're allowed to violate isun drabanan during ben hashmashas. Answer the gemara field tema kirebi lo tsricha the boy mara v'chatzia. No, it was such a pile that you would need a shovel in order to remove it. It would be Nisa Daraisa. Either Choresh, if it's in the house. I'm sorry, Choresh, if it's in the field, or Bona, if it's in the house. That's what the Rishonim say here. Rashi. And the Ritva. Fine. Okay. Utsriche. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah needs to tell you both in the case of it rolled outside or a pile of rocks fell on it. De'itana niskal gel mishum de'lesagabe. There it's not in the same place as you. Aval nafal of gal, where it is in the same place. De'lesagabe, emaleve, you might think it's a good area even though you can't actually get there. Ve'itana nafal of gal, if you only had the case of where stones fell, mishum de'mimichse, it's covered over. Aval niskal gel, but if it's rolled where it is uncovered, Zimnin to Asi Zika Maisley, maybe the wind will blow it back. Emalahava Erev, maybe it is a good Erev. Tzricha, so you have to tell me both cases are not a good Erev. Says the Gemara, O Nisaf, if it got burnt up, Truma Venitmes, says the Gemara, Lamali, why do I need both of these cases? Says Gemara, Tana Nisraf, Lodiach HaKochu de Rabbi Yosi, to show you how lenient Rabbi Yosi is, who says that a Suffolk Erev is mutter, even if it no longer exists in the world now. So you might think it ruins the chazaka. We'll see in a minute. Because it's not even in existence now. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi says it's a good Erev. Tana Truma Tmea, Venitmes, Lodiacha Kocha de Rabbi Meir. That he's machmir in a Suffolk Erev, even in the case where it is in the world. So you might have thought you could rely on its chazaka that Bein Hashmashas it was still Tahar. And it just became Tamei now. Nevertheless, he says you don't follow the chazaka. We're afraid that maybe it was Tamei already Bein Hashmashas. And therefore, it's not a good Erev, according to Rabbi Meir. Oh, Says the Gemara. Rav Meir is machmir by this case of Suffolk Eruv. Why is he machmir by Suffolk Eruv? Isn't Chumin the din de Rabbanan? You should say Suffolk de Rabbanan Lekula. Says the Gemara. Suffolk Rav Meir is fekel l'chumra. Does Rav Meir really hold by a Suffolk de Rabbanan? You have to be machmir. V'hatanan, we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Mikvos, Tamei sheyorad litbol. A tummy person who goes into a mikveh to dip in a mikveh. Safek taval, safek lo taval. You're not sure whether he did it or not. He doesn't remember. Did I go in the mikveh or not? Vafilu taval, safek taval barbar himself, safek lo taval barbar himself. He's not sure whether it was 40 sa. Because at the end of the mikveh, before he went in, they measured it was 40 sa. After he went in, they measured it wasn't 40 sa. So he doesn't know when it became weakened. Two mikvahs. He's not sure which one he went into. Sveiko tame. So this is a suffix doraisa. So sveiko tame. Suffix doraisa, sveiko tame. Bamedvar mamurim betuma chamura. That's tuma doraisa, like an avatuma. He became tame with an avatuma, so it's tuma doraisa. Tuma chamura. Aval b'tuma kala, but by a tuma d'rabbanan, like we learned in Maseches Shabbos, a tuma d'oraisa, the halach is by tuma d'oraisa, even after you dip in the mikvah, you have to wait till nightfall to eat truma. But tuma d'rabbanan, as soon as you dip in the mikvah, right away you can eat the truma. Who knew? I didn't, but I learned it. So says Rashi Maseches Shabbos. Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Anyway, Aval B'tuma Kala could go in She'ochal Ochlim Tmei. I don't know if you remember this case from Maseches Shabbos. If you ate food that was Tamei, V'shasa Mashkin Tmei, or you drank liquid that was Tamei, V'haba Roshe V'ruba B'mayim She'uvim. Remember that case where you went into a mikvah, and then after you went into a mikvah, you also took a shower, you went swimming. Ma'im she'uvim. It's a derabbanan because people are going to think that's the mikvah. Ocean of la rosh v'aruba shlosha lugan ma'im she'uvim. V'yarad litbol. Safek taval, safek lo taval. Hold on 1 second. Midoraisa, you only become tamei by eating or drinking something tamei. Midoraisa, you do not become tamei by eating or drinking something tamei, even if you ate an avatuma. Kavachorma, if you ate a rishon lutuma. However, midrabanan, they decreed that if you eat food that's a rishon or a sheni, or you drank liquids, you become a sheni lutuma, and you become pasul from eating truma. And even if you touch truma, you make it tamei. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos on Daf Yudal talked about this. Khatsi Pras. Fine. So, again. So by Tumah D'Rabbanan. So then, Safik Tavah Zalot Safik Lot Tavah Vafilu Tavah Safik Tavah by Baram Sa Safik Lot Tavah Baram Sa V'chein Shnei Mekvos V'achas Yish Baram Baram Sa V'achas Amen Baram Sa V'tavah B'achas V'ena Deh V'ez Ben Tavah Sveiko Tar. Tanakama says, all these cases, Tanakama says, all these cases are a Safik Drabanan. Sveikotar, Rabbi Yossi Mitame. Rabbi Yossi is mitame even by Suffolk Tumah D'Rabbanan. Now we know Tanakama says Sveikotar, and Tanakama is a Stam Mishnah, and we usually have a rule that Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So you see, Rabbi Meir in all these cases says Suffolk D'Rabbanan Lekula. So how come in our Mishnah Rabbi Meir says Suffolk Tchumin is Lechumra? What's the obvious answer? Answers the Gemara, Kasavi Rabbi Meir, Tchumin Doraisa Ninu. Rabbi Meir holds, Tchumin are not a Safik D'Rabbanan. He holds the Isha Tchum is an Istaraisa, like Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Right? So therefore, every Safik Tchumin, you're going to have to be Machmir, because it's Safik Daraisa L'chumra. Asks the Gemara, really? The Safik Rabbi Meir Tchumin Daraisa? Does Rabbi Meir really hold that the din of Tchum is a din Daraisa? Isser Tchumin is an Isser Daraisa? A mayor really holds Chumin De'o Raisa. But we learn later on, how do you measure 2,000 amos in a mountain or in a valley? So there's a Mishnah later on. Im Ein Yochel Lahav Leo. So if there's a valley between two mountains, you could actually measure the tchum with a straight 50 amma line from one to the other. You don't have to go down into the valley. You could just go straight across. Like you're Superman, you could fly right across the ravine. But im ein yochalav leo, let's say you can't, if the valley is so large that a 50 amma thing will not make it from one side to the other, then you got to measure the ravine. But how do you measure the mountain? Bizu Amar Rabbi Dustai Baryani Mishum Rabbi Meir. I heard the name Rabbi Meir. Shamati Shemekadrin Baharim. Which means on a mountain, so one person could stand and he has a rope at his waistline, and the rope goes to the feet of the guy standing in front of him higher up the mountain. And that's how you measure the distance. So it's a leniency. You don't have to measure the whole ground. It's going to end up being a little bit less distance. So you save a little bit of space. You can go a little bit further. Shamati shemekadrin baharim. It's like it's as if you're making a hole through the mountain. You don't have to measure the whole height of the mountain. You could take a four amma rope, and two people hold on to the two edges, and the rope goes from the first, if you're going up the mountain, the rope goes from the first guy's waist to the second guy's feet. So it'll end up that if you look at the slope of a mountain like this, gentlemen, so it'll end up going like this, like little straight, you measure it this way. So you're not measuring it flat up like this, but you're measuring it in little increments like that. So you're allowed to be lenient. Oh, so hold on. So if Rav Meir says you're allowed to be lenient, v'isak da'itach tchum in doraisa, but if tchum is doraisa, mi mekadjin, how are you allowed to use that leniency? V'amar Rav Nachman, Rav Ravua, ein mekadjin, lo ba'ari miklat, if you're measuring the tchum of an ir miklat, right? If somebody kills a guy within the tchum of the ari miklat, how are you going to measure it? V'lo be'egla arufa, mipnei she'en shel Torah. So you see, by dinim deraisa, another day, answer the Gemara, no problem, lo kasha, hadideh hadarabe. One was his own statement, and one of them was in the name of his Rebbe. Dekanami, diktani, bezu amir rabbi distai, barani mishum rameir shamati. Rabbi Meir said, I heard from my Rebbe's shemekadrin baharim, shemami na. That wasn't his own shita, that was his Rebbe's shita. But he himself held tchumen is doraisa. V'rami doraisa, doraisa l'rabbi Meir. We have a contradiction in the words of Rabbi Meir. Disnan goes to learn to the Mishnah. Noga be'echad ba'layla. Ve'en yodeh imchai imes. You touched a lying, some people when they sleep, you can't tell whether they're awake or dead. So you can't move them. So a guy touches somebody at night, he doesn't know whether he's alive or dead. Ulamacha hishkim tso imes. The next morning he wakes up, lo and behold, he's dead. Rav Meir Matayr. Rav Meir says he has a chazakah. Since yesterday he was alive, I can assume that today that during the night when I touched him, he's alive. So he had a chazaka. The chachamim mitamim, shekol atumos kishas mitziyasan. The chacham say you follow the way it is now. Since now he's dead, you assume at night he was dead also. So Rav Meir says you rely on the chazaka to be lenient, even by a suffix d'oraisa. So how come by a suffix erev tchumin, he's machmir? I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mishnasim v'shahaya lov sheretz kol bein hashmashos. So the Gemara answer, Yirmi says, really, Reb Meir, really, he's makil by a Sofik Doraisa. But the Mishnah where he's machmir, by the din of Truma that became Tameh, Shehaya Aleh Sheretz Kol Bein HaShemashos, that there was a Sheretz on the Tuma, on the Truma, during all of Bein HaShemashos. Says the Gemara, Ihachi Baha Lema Rabbi Yossi Safek Eir of Kashos. So what's the Safek? Why Rabbi Yossi be Matir? No, this is what he meant to say. Rabbi Rabbi Yossi Darwin Tavai, no, this is what Rabbi Yirmiyah meant to say. Hacha, the Mishnah is talking about B'shtei Kite Eid Maskinen. We're talking about a case where there were two sets of witnesses that contradicted each other. Achas omeres mibo yom nitma. One of them said the truma became tameh before Shabbos, and therefore it was not roy la'achila. V'achas omeres mishachashecha. One of them said it happened after Bein HaShemashos. And Reb Meir holds, even though we can't decide, like the first witnesses, the Chachamim were machmer to be choshesh for the words of the first witnesses, at least to be mevatel the cheskas tahara of the truma. Since there is no cheskas tahara, the truma will have to be machmir, plus it's a suffix doraisa. So Rabbi Yossi is lenient, because since the two sets of witnesses contradict one another, we chuck them both, and therefore it's becheskas tahara, as the way we said originally. Rava gives a little bit of a different answer. Rava Amar, Rava answers, no. Even if you touched a guy in the middle of the night, we're talking about a case where there were two sets of witnesses that contradict one another. One of them says that he died after you touched him. One of them said he died beforehand. Nevertheless, you can't ask a steer and Rabbi Meir. Hasam, by the Trei Chazake Lukula. By the case of touching the dead body, you have two chazakos to be matir. What one is that the guy, the person was alive yesterday before the night he was alive. And the two, the person who touched him was tar before he touched him. So you have two chazakos saying that you should be lenient. And that's why Rab Meir in that case would rely on two chazakos to be makil. But hacha, by the case of the truma, temeya, you don't know when it became tameh. Chada chazaka lukula. There's only one chazaka, namely that the truma was tar before Shabbos. So you have one chazaka, and in such a case, Rav Meir was machmir by a suffik doraisa. But if you have two chazakos, he's going to be lenient. Okay, gentlemen, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Rebbe, this case sounds like the first mission of Masechet Nidah, where you have Dayashaita, or you go Meis Leis, that the three machlokas, are you looking at the